Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Let's talk UTIs. Because, lads, they're far more common than you would think. Between 50 and 60% of adult women will have at least one UTI in their life. So joining me in studio is our regular nurse and founder of Baseline First Aid, Sarah Kearns. Good morning, missus.
Hi. Hi, Jen.
How are you? Sarah, we might start with what exactly is a UTI?
So a UTI is a urinary tract infection. So it's an infection of any part of the urinary tract. So if you take from where the urine comes out of your body, you have a tube leading up into your bladder, and that's where the urine is stored. But you have tubes leading from there up to your kidneys. So it's an infection of any part of that. The signs and symptoms vary depending on where the infection is. So if the infection is in your bladder, you can get cystitis, which we'll talk about in a second, because I can imagine the shivers going up people's spines.
Yeah, we need to clarify the difference between a UTI and cystitis. Oh, it's just all so grim.
Cystitis is an inflammation of the lining of the bladder.
Okay.
So that's why you have pain, you know, that urgency to pee only pass a little bit. It's imagine your throat is red and raw and it's sore. So it's the same, except it's your bladder. It's just so unbelievably uncomfortable. Now, cystitis might be caused by an infection, or it can just be that the lining is irritated because a little bit of bacteria has gotten in and just aggravated the whole area. But you can get, some people can get acute onset of cystitis, so just sort of a once off, or other people might get it all of the time, and that's diagnosed through kind of scopes and things like that. But that's why, you know, particularly when, you know, peeing pre and post sex is really important. So if bacteria gets near the area that is flushed out straight away, that it hasn't got the opportunity yet.
Let's talk about the causes of them. Let's talk about what actually causes a UTI.
So bacteria, and generally it's E. coli, which comes from your intestines, but this bacteria gets into the tube and travels all the way up throughout the urinary tract system. So it can land in the bladder, multiply, cause an infection. So it's caused by bacteria that gets in. Now, some people are completely just prone to UTIs. It's like, common cold. Some people get them all the time. Some people never get them. So it's just like that with UTIs. And depending on where the infection is, that's where the symptoms will arise. So you get a cystitis type effect if you have a bladder infection. So you might get persistent urge to pass urine, severe burning. You'd only maybe pass small amounts of urine. There might be a little bit of blood. Your urine might be foul smelling. But where urinary tract, the doctors will call them simple and complicated. Okay, so simple are that they can be easily treated with maybe 3 days of antibiotics and 7 for men. And if you imagine the tube leading from where the urine comes out of your body for men is longer because it tracks the penis. So it's a longer urinary tract. So that's why men, so the bacteria has further to travel. That's why men don't get infections as often as women. Only kind of 12% of men will get a urinary tract infection.
Okay, but it's more women.
More women. So if you have a kidney infection, so the bacteria travels all the way up into the kidneys, you can get really sick really quick. So you can get the severe, back pain sort of on side. And if you just say you know that you might have this urgency to pee, this burning, but then suddenly you kind of get this back pain, it might radiate down into your sides, into your lower tummy. You might get fevers. You might get vomiting, diarrhea. High temperatures, you need to go to a doctor really as soon as possible, because you need to get probably antibiotics as soon as possible, because that can get quite easily into your bloodstream. And like we're talking about, you could get sepsis, you can get really sick.
So it could be really dangerous.
Dangerous.
Really, really dangerous. So the signs and the symptoms in the beginning is the burning when you pee, all that kind of stuff.
Urgency, maybe. This pelvic abdomen pain, like this kind of burning urgency. And you might be, I need to go, and then only pass a tiny bit of urine. You might notice that your urine is a bit darker. And in older people, for example, it can cause a sudden onset of confusion, and you mightn't realise that there's urinary tract symptoms, or they mightn't have a temperature, but they can get quite confused quite easily. So if you notice sort of any symptoms like that with an older people, other person, they need to go to a doctor. The same with kids, they might just get a rip-roaring temperature and you can't really figure out, because there might be a able to articulate, especially if they're in nappies. And they mightn't be able to articulate that they have pain passing urine. They might get a temperature. So especially if you think about it with the recent heat wave, like I have two little girls, so you'd be conscious of the fact that they're in togs, all day, togs that aren't changed. They might be, so they kind of have wet togs on all day. So if you imagine the bacteria would multiply hugely in that environment. Also, toilet etiquette, wiping front to back with small kids, that get grilling that into them as soon as they're kind of toilet trained about wiping front to back. But once it's complicated, that's when, if it's complicated by a fever or just increasing symptoms, you need to go to a doctor. A doctor will dipstick it, put a little thing into the sample of urine and assess for any infection. And if necessary, they might send it off to a lab, and the lab will assess, hey, listen, this is caused by this type of bacteria and this antibiotic would be most effective.
Okay, so let's talk about, we mentioned it briefly actually in sex therapy yesterday, the importance of going to the loo after sex.
Absolutely. So without delay is the key as well. So if you can imagine what causes this to happen after sex, so cystitis or urinary tract, is that the E. coli, that bacteria that lives in the intestine and around the bum, if after sex, it can be pushed forward up towards the urinary tract system, right? So it can be pushed forward, that then the bacteria can sneak up into those tubes. So you need to pee straight away to wash that out, to stop the bacteria travelling up the tubes. And that the other thing, listen, they won't notice you're gone, so just go and pee straight away.
You mentioned sex, or you mentioned peeing before sex.
Yeah, just to clear out the tubes, so the tubes, gotcha. So there's no urine sitting there, ready to receive the bacteria as such. So if you have an empty urinary tract system, you then have sex. So afterwards, then you pee anything that's built up during the period in there. So you peed it out. It just stops, the chance of the bacteria travelling up. It just reduces it massively.
Okay, so breaking it down, the importance of peeing before and after sex, yeah. Wiping front to back, if you have small children or whatever, changing, making they're not in damp
loads
underwear
of water.
Or togs, and loads
of
water.
Again, we want to wash that bacteria out. Now, again, some people are just prone to urinary tract infections, right? But we want to wash that out. So you need about 2 litres of water anyway in your system for your body just to function normally. But you need, if it's hot weather, what you don't want is that when you don't have enough water in your system, you're dehydrated, you don't pee as much. So that means you have a small amount of urine sitting in your system. So bacteria would be loving that because they'd just be multiplying an infection. So if you have yourself hydrated as much as possible, your bladder is then constantly working, constantly flushing and constantly moving the urine out of your body. So that would reduce the chance of getting an infection.
Okay.
So if you are noticing that you're a little bit prone to antibiotics, lots of people would say cranberry-based products, Cystipurin, all that sort of stuff, over-the-counter products in pharmacies can be really good. Like I was in O'Reilly's in Thomas Street yesterday, and they have a whole wall dedicated to it. It's so good. But if you have recurrent UTIs, so that's 2 in 6 months or 3 in 12, you obviously need to check in with your doctor, and what they might do is start you on a low grade antibiotic that you just take all the time to ward off infections. Like that has its downside too, don't get me wrong, but it just to link in with your doctor, if necessary they might just send off a sample of urine to the lab just to suss it out a little bit further.
But don't suffer is
don't
the main
suffer.
Thing.
Don't suffer. It's awful.
It?
Yeah.
Oh,
loads of water, especially in this hot. Well, it's not hot today. But loads of water, at least 2 litres. Cotton underwear, loads of cotton underwear
air.
Is a big one. Yeah,
Take them off.
Take them off. Don't sleep with underwear on,
Oh, stop the I'm so glad you said this. I had a huge conversation on the air last week about wearing knickers in bed. And
no, it's too much. It's
Susie,
too tight. You need to air
your pal Susie wears knickers in bed. Etna, our producer. Yes, to keep her safe, totally. They have
the
nighttime.
Bugs.
They have that's what she calls them. All the. And a load of women texting in saying I wear underwear in bed.
No,
I'm like,
you
what
need
is
air
wrong?
At the area. So if you. If just say, I know this is a bit too much to take on this early in the morning, but if you wear underwear, you're going to keep the area too warm. Warm will make it moist. Bacteria love warm, moist environments. You're at higher risk of infection. Take off the knickers.
Take off the knickers. You heard it here on 2FM from Sarah Kearns. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, and sometimes a little bit gross, but we love it. We love it. I'll see you next week. Thanks,
bye.
Sarah. Bye, bye, bye. That is Sarah Kearns, nurse and founder of Baseline First Aid. I want to thank you for coming in this morning. So take your knickers off and drink lots of water. I'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.